Big companies that don't care about college degrees. Let's talk about that. Good morning and welcome to The Daily Wake Up. David Rostosky here in our 10-minute daily show. Our full-length episodes on channel perspectives and grounded spirituality come out every Sunday, but on the weekdays, we're diving into current events to find new perspectives and collective trends, knowing it's entirely possible to be both informed and empowered. Companies like Apple, Bank of America, Google, IBM, Ernst & Young, which is one of the big four accounting firms, and Penguin Random House, among others, no longer require a college degree in order to get a job. In 2017, IBM's Vice President of Talent, Joanna Daly, told CNBC that about 15% of her company's U.S. hires don't have a four-year degree. She said that instead of looking exclusively at candidates who went to college, IBM now looks at candidates who just have hands-on experience. They might have gone to coding boot camps or industry-related vocational classes, but the four-year college degree is no longer an absolute necessary to work at IBM and these other companies. Now, this is something that's kind of near and dear to my heart because after year three of college, I had about 19 units left, which I could have technically crammed into a single semester, but I basically had a year left of college. And what I decided at that point, after literally 2 years straight of deliberation, was that I didn't need a college degree to pursue what I specifically wanted to do. I knew that I had the entrepreneurial bug, but what I didn't know was how a college degree would translate to literally anything in my life. It was still a really, really difficult decision to make at the time. After my freshman year, I was already kind of deliberating, but it really wasn't until my junior year where I was already deep in business and coaching and already doing my thing that I recognized that it wasn't going to translate to what I specifically needed. And I think that's the big point here. Yes, these companies, Apple, Bank of America, Google, IBM, Ernst & Young, Penguin Random House, they don't require a college degree in order to get a job there. But these are also fairly progressive companies. I think what this is speaking to is not that college is totally worthless. I think that's an idea that's out there. That's an idea that I held most definitely throughout various stages of my life. But now, as I'm looking at the larger geopolitical scene, as I'm looking at just larger collective trends, what I'm beginning to realize is that it's not that these old traditional systems are completely null and void. It's more so that they're just not keeping up with the latest trends. They're not keeping up with the very edges of our society. So as someone who is very, very fascinated with and a die-hard futurist, it doesn't necessarily make sense for me to pursue a college degree because the companies that I would want to work with and my own entrepreneurial spirit just don't align with that. But, and I think here's the really, really big but and caveat, there are absolutely reasons to go to college. There's reasons to go to college if specifically you want to dive into, right, the medical field or a specific engineering firm. If you have a very, very specific idea of where you want to go and what you want to do, and that requires a certain level of education and a certain certification, then by all means, go do it. But what I believe that these companies are beginning to recognize is that the degree does not translate to a very forward-thinking person, especially for tech companies or for companies right on the cutting edge of innovation. The things that you're going to learn in college are not cutting edge. Yes, there are professors who are doing very cutting edge research, but the things that are being taught at an undergraduate or even a master's and PhD level are not necessarily the cutting edge of our society. So in times like this where I'm looking at these companies, I'm really happy that companies that are on the cutting edge of innovation are recognizing college's limitations. But very unlike my 19 and 20-year-old self, I recognize now today that college definitely does have its place, and traditional systems definitely have their place. I think this applies very broadly to our political system. This applies to all aspects of our society that we consider outdated in many ways, these systems just haven't quite caught up yet, but that doesn't mean that they're null and void. It just means that it takes an added level of self-awareness, both on an individual level and from a corporation level, to be able to decide whether or not a specific education or certification is going to translate to a better working system. If it does, then great. I think it's a very, very good thing that our doctors go through very rigorous education on the body and physiology and just kind of the medical trends throughout the years and looking at history, and that they're very, very well read. But I don't necessarily think that someone who's going to go and code our next iPhone's iOS needs to go through a specific college education to be able to do that. They just need to be good at what they do. I think companies like this are really recognizing this. There were some more obvious ones that were listed on this particular news article, like Home Depot, Nordstrom, Starbucks, Chipotle, Costco, and Whole Foods. For these companies, it doesn't necessarily make sense to directly link a college education to a potential applicant. But this doesn't mean that our old systems are completely null and void. It really, really just means that they're not quite caught up with the cutting edge. And the more that we recognize that, the more that we can utilize these systems, that we can utilize college education, that we can utilize the political system, that we can utilize all these various aspects of life for where they're best suited. And I think that's where a level of precision, specificity, that's where we really, really get the most out of everything that's here without going so black and white as to say college is an absolute necessity for every single job at a high level, or college is totally worthless, because those points are arguable and those points are really lacking the deep and broad perspective that I crave and love so, so, so much. So if you're looking to work at a very forward-thinking company, if you're looking to work at a tech company, if you're looking to work at an accounting firm or a book publishing company or a bank, and you don't have a college degree or you aren't interested in pursuing that and want to learn through other means, more and more companies are recognizing that that's a potential path that's very, very, very much so a valid one. And that's something I think to celebrate today. All right, that was today's Daily Wake Up. Thank you for listening, subscribing, and for telling a friend about this podcast. Remember, everything in the news is just a sign of awareness and the first step to change. So stay informed, but even more importantly, stay empowered, courageous, and hopeful, and radiate that beautiful light of yours out into the world today. See you tomorrow.